Hey, praise the Lord. I hope you're doing well. So today I'm going to speak about a very interesting topic close to my heart called wisdom. When I hear wisdom, the first person who comes to mind is Solomon, this great man of God. And we see how when Solomon was asked what he wanted, he told God that he wanted wisdom because he understood something deeper, and today we're going to talk about that. So allow me to read for you the book of Proverbs 4 from verse 1 to 10. It says, "Listen, my son, to a father's instruction, pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. For I too was a son to my father, still tender and cherished by my mother. Then he taught me, and he said to me, 'Take hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands, and you will live. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Sorry. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is this: get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Cherish her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will give you a garland to grace your head and present you with a glorious crown. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I instruct you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths." There's so much depth in this. And again, let's go back to the story of Solomon. When God asked Solomon what he wanted, he would have chosen a number of things, but Solomon was wise enough that he chose wisdom. And it caused me to think, why would this great man choose this? Because he understood the strength that comes with stewardship. He understood that although he had the blessings of the Lord, he needed God's guidance on how to steward it, on how to go about this blessing that God had given unto him. And we had been told time and again about wisdom. There's spiritual wisdom, there's intellectual wisdom. I think those are the major ones that I know for now. And there's a beauty. Even as we desire that God would answer our prayers, we need to have wisdom in our decisions, in how we choose to show up. So we were having a class, I think last week, and this speaker, or this minister rather, was defining to us the difference. No, she actually asked the class the difference between wisdom and knowledge. My response was, knowledge is the ability to just have a know-how around something, but wisdom is now the discernment applied to know what to do in what circumstance. You know, you can be have awareness of something, but it needs wisdom to make a decision. It needs wisdom to see through things the way God wants you to see through it. It needs wisdom to steward decisions and choices and even everything else around life. And so, I don't know why, but this word was so heavy on my heart today. And I feel like it's important in every capacity to operate in the place of wisdom. Because wisdom is able to see what you say, when you say it, how you say it. Wisdom will teach you to know who to keep around and who not to keep around. Wisdom will train you to know how to dress up and what not to dress up. Wisdom will train you to know when to speak and when not to speak. Wisdom will train you to know how to show up and what to do and what not to do. Wisdom is so key and important on how to run a home and what, because the Bible says that a wise woman builds her home, and a foolish one tears it down with her own hands. From that verse, what I draw is not a gender kind of thing, but it is, it speaks to the woman, but it speaks for us all, meaning in each of us we have been given purpose in something that God has placed in our hands to steward. So it is either by wisdom that we will grow this thing and make it beautiful and do what God wanted of us to do with it, or rather we could crumble it with our own, within our own strength. So it takes a good leader and somebody in whatever capacity you have been, God has entrusted you, it is important to walk in wisdom. Wisdom of the times and seasons is so important, because sometimes we will miss the move of God because we choose to walk in our own wisdom. There's a verse that says in Proverbs 3, from verse, give me a minute, Proverbs 3, yeah, from verse 5, I really love it, to verse 6. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. When I say understanding, I just see in your own knowledge, in your own wisdom, in your own opinion. Yeah? There's a way that looks right to man, but it's not a good one. And so, as you make decisions, as you show up, as you do things, do you sit down and, in the place of wisdom, ask God, God, is this your will? Or is it not? How can I walk in your ways better? And not, and how, what if I do will not glorify you? Because I believe that wisdom is so important in how we operate in our daily lives, because every day we are faced with decisions, we are faced with choices to make, we are faced with things to do, we are faced with ways to respond to things, and we need to be at the place of wisdom so that we don't show up in our own capacity, but show up the way God would want us. Do you understand? Like, wisdom is so important, and I'm speaking on this end about spiritual wisdom. To know when it's God, to know when it's not God. Like, we have to be very alert and walk in the place of wisdom to identify when God is speaking from when it's you and your desires speaking to you, and or speaking to me. Like, to be able to ask God, reveal to me, let me not miss out on what you're doing. And I think point home. So also about intellectual wisdom. I had someone say once, you cannot want to get somewhere, but you don't read about it, you don't take time out about it to research, to do your own bit on your end to ensure you're at par with that. So let's say for those people who want to be, who are now doctors, they had to go through a season of studies and learning to be able to visualize their dream, meaning we also have to seek wisdom. And the Bible says that my people perish because of lack of knowledge. In this case, knowledge also used to mean wisdom. And we, all the truths about life are here in the Word of God, in the Bible. What we need to know about life, what we need to know about the things of God, instructions, what we need to know about the things of God. So how often do you read your Word? How often do you spend time in the Word of God? Because our fruits are then seen through our decisions, through our lives, basically. And it would be easy to say, tell somebody who spends time with God from somebody who does not spend time with God. So I pray that we walk in the wisdom and the fear of God. And also read, like, our brain is a muscle, meaning, you know how you work out, if you don't train your mind to keep your mind running, it will be stagnant or dormant. I want to challenge you to also read books that build how you think, that align with God's purpose for your life, and like that are what God will have you read. And yeah, read books, listen to podcasts, pour, like, feed your mind. There's this verse in the book of Romans 12, verse 2. Do not be conformed, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. You know, most decisions and most things we do begin from our minds. And our decisions and our ways of doing things reflect what our mind carries. So I just beseech you to walk in wisdom. Godly wisdom. Please, godly wisdom. Wisdom, choose wisdom. I read for you from the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, as I began. And I think the Bible also says in the book of Proverbs 1 from verse 20, out in the open, wisdom calls aloud. She raises her voice in the public square. Like, wisdom is calling. Listen to me, listen to me. But do we run to it? Do we run to wisdom? Do we seek wisdom? Do we seek God? Do we? I'll just challenge you to read the book of Proverbs. And again, Proverbs 1 verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Whew. And this is a very heavy subject, because it hurts me to see us, myself and people around, not walk in wisdom and not listen in on God. And understand what God is saying. In these times, there are so many things that will try to get your attention. But lately, I've been hearing, quiet the noise, silence it all, and listen to God. At all times, let God's voice be the voice that you hear above every other voice. Let His voice stand out for you. Let His voice be so final and certain in your life that everything else will come after, and you will be able to discern by knowing God's voice. I could go on and on this, but I think I would just request you kindly to walk in wisdom, to read the Bible, listen to sermons, read the Bible, listen to songs that build your mind. You know, how you interact with God is what comes out of you, what you feed yourself. And you have to allow God to transform your mind to be like His, because the enemy most time will target our minds. Like, He has always targeted your mind and what God says you should do. That has always been His card. And we can't afford to not walk in wisdom and knowledge. We cannot afford to. We need to be vigilant. We need to embrace the truth, which is the word of God. And may it be the truth that speaks in our lives. And we also speak into the lives of others. And may it be seen in our daily lives, so that we're not just saying it but not doing it. May we be diligent. May we stand in the gap and represent Jesus in this time through our decisions, through how we show up. We can't afford to look like the people of the world. And how then do we draw people to Christ if we don't walk in the ways of God? I think I'll just pray, because I'll just pray. God, we come before you this day. We want to say thank you so much for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for the gift of wisdom. And I pray for every person who's listening that they would walk in the fear of you, Lord. They would be devoted to you and not to things. They would always request and ask of your ways, like inquire of you before they do anything. Because, God, you know what's best for us. Because you're a faithful Father, may we just walk in wisdom. May we be in awe and reverence of you. In everything that we do, may they see. May you be seen, Lord. We pray for wisdom, for wisdom, for wisdom. Wisdom, more wisdom that comes from you. Knowledge, insight, understanding to discern the things of you from those which are not. God, we pray for wisdom. And we receive wisdom because you freely have given. Thank you so much, God. And thank you for whoever's listening. May you speak to their hearts today. May you just release wisdom their way, for the honor and the glory of your mighty name. It's in Jesus' name we do pray, believing. Amen.